You're listening to SBS News.
Climbing shoes.
Anil Barger is packing to head home to Australia. He's a business developer who's being deported due to mistakes made by two startups he used to work for, including failing to advertise a position on the state's public job site and paying him via a satellite company.
This situation has been, it's been tough, but there are a lot of people who are in tougher situations than me, who have families here, who don't have an easy or nice country to go back to, who embed themselves even more in the country, which makes it tougher to go through situations like this.
Sweden has a shortage of graduates in IT, engineering and programming. Yet over the past 4 years, hundreds of skilled foreigners like Anil have had their visa extensions denied. It's all down to legislation designed to protect employees from being exploited. Professionals on good salaries share the same rules as low-qualified workers.
Hi. Welcome to Centrum för Rättvisa.
Thank you, tack.
My name is Alexandra Lloyd and I'm a lawyer at the Centre for Justice. The Swedish Migration Agency has been very black and white in their interpretation of the law and has said that all mistakes, they will lead to deportation of the individual. Maybe they have missed an insurance or they have taken out too much holiday or too little holiday. So it's really minor mistakes.
The rejection rate is falling thanks to a ruling by the Migration Court of Appeal, which asked the agency to make an overall assessment of each case. And there's been a change in the law which allows employers to correct mistakes in retrospect.
Hey.
Hey, San.
Hey. Yeah.
Ali Amoumi is an engineer from Iran who was told to leave his job in central Sweden in 2018 after it emerged that an energy company he'd worked for a few years previously had made an error over his health insurance. He was allowed back a year later, and he's just become the first deported worker to try and sue the state for loss of earnings.
Deportation gives me the feeling that I'm a criminal, while I know I'm not. And I think, or I hope, this lawsuit will push the decision makers to make a better legislation in which the international talent can stay in Sweden as long as they contribute. Ultimately, it will be a better Sweden for all.
The Swedish government announced it is planning a new talent visa starting in 2021, but few concrete details have been revealed, and the country's migration minister declined to be interviewed by the BBC. Meanwhile, the Swedish Migration Agency says it's got to stick to current regulations. Here's its spokesperson, Per Ek.
If you want to stay in a country and you're not allowed to stay in a country, then it's a very difficult situation. My message to everyone that are trying to seek a work permit in Sweden is make sure you meet the criteria beforehand. The rules are designed to protect the workers.
Back at his apartment, Anil says the quality of life he's got in Sweden means he'll try and return on a new visa.
It's a very cool place to live, to work. The culture is great. The tech scene is fantastic.
What do you think the stakes are if people continue to be deported based on small errors?
Yeah, well, then everything's going to go where to, like, the tech scene in Berlin, the tech scene in London. It's not going to grow as much as Sweden wants to.
It's a view shared by the Stockholm Chamber of Commerce, which recently warned that the city needs skilled foreign talent more than the other way around. Sweden may have a solid history of tech and innovation, but in an increasingly global world, its future looks more fragile.